Today we're chatting with Gene Robertson, Media Relations Specialist in the Corporate Communications Department in Vodacom. How's it, Gene?
Hi, good in yourself.
Yeah, I can't complain, thank you. I seem to remember us chatting about a year and a half ago when we started Yebo Retail.
That's correct.
And time flies. A lot's changed since then. Tell me, part of what we're doing with the podcast is we're chatting to various people around Vodacom in various positions and different levels of experience and years in the company, and we're getting all these interesting stories about people and their time in the company, and we picked you as our next victim. So
thank you.
We start off with background questions, things like, where were you born and where are you from?
I was born in Pretoria. A Macy from Pretoria.
Really?
Believe it or not. And I matriculated at the Glen High School, just round the corner from Menland Centre. I won't give you my birth date.
We won't ask.
From there, I proceeded to study at the University of Natal, where I did a social science degree. And I've been in the media industry for approximately 12 years now.
How did you get into the media industry? The Macy out of Pretoria is inclined to get married, have children, maybe move to a farm or something like that. But you landed up in this great big corporate world and a corporate giant. Did you think it would work out this way?
Yes. I think I had a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. It took me a few years to get there. It was a roundabout road. But that's definitely always what I wanted.
Why media?
I love media. I'm just fascinated with media. I think it started from being a little girl and listening to Springbok Radio and such like. Just such a powerful medium.
Do you remember Test the Team? Obviously, Squad Cars is the
Tracy Dark. Oh, yes. I love them all.
I grew up on the children's stories in the afternoon. Pip Friedman Show on a Saturday. We could keep talking about this forever. So it was Springbok Radio that fired up the imagination back in those days.
I think so. I was also at school a student who was very interested in speech and drama. Mm. And so the combination of live shows and the media just resonated with me and always has. So I worked after traveling overseas for 4 years. I came back and I was lucky enough to get a position at an advertising agency. Where I worked in all the different spheres. So I learned to work with creative people, which I loved, and also with my clients, taking their briefs and making their ads and campaigns come alive. So it started from there, and then I progressed to PR, which is actually my first love.
Right, well, what's the biggest difference, besides the obvious differences, but what's the biggest difference in mindset perhaps between an advertising agency and creating advertising products and running PR?
The biggest difference has got to do with, I think, the philosophy behind public relations, where it's something that's for free. You can build somebody's reputation with the best article in the Sunday Times and you can bring it down equally. Whereas advertising is more about building a brand, taking that huge budget and putting it there to build brand awareness. So PR is more about reputation. It's an informative and educational role.
So, you moved into PR, and at some point, you landed up at Vodacom.
That's right.
How did that happen?
I was lucky enough to get a position with Dot Field, our Chief Communications Officer.
When was that?
That was 5 years ago.
Okay.
And from there, I've been promoted twice to where I am now. And I just was so lucky. I was given many opportunities to study. To expand on my strengths, because we all have strengths and weaknesses.
I'm right.
And also very, very lucky to project manage some of the projects that our department sponsors, and that is the Vodacom Journalist of the Year.
I wanted to ask you about a couple of these things. mean, as you say, there are a couple of things that happen in the corporate comms department in a year that must get you excited. Vodacom Journalist of the Year, your
my baby.
Favorite. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about that. What makes it so special for you?
I know the journalists
in this country live for that time of the year, live for that moment. And when I used to work in radio, mm-hmm. that, you know, the 2 or 3 weeks leading up to it, all sorts of speculation, who was going to win and who deserves it. And so mm-hmm. really spoken about a lot in the corridors and the offices of radio stations and media houses in this country, that's for sure. So there's excitement on the other side. I'm trying to figure out what's the excitement on our side.
The excitement for me personally, I think maybe being a latent journalist, mm. I understand the mechanics of what they go through on a daily basis. And then for Vodacom as a company, the reason why we actually sponsor it is because we believe in communication. We always have. And we know how cell phones have helped people communicate. So we believe they have a vital role to play in our society. Without them, we wouldn't be as informed or challenged, if you like, to ask various yeah. questions. So that is really the reason why we sponsor it. We want to keep the level up of journalism in our country, which we think is very important, and also for our customers to know that we have such amazing, fantastic journalists out there mm. in each of their mediums that are playing a critical role.
I've attended the last two journalist awards, and each time it's a glitzy, glamorous ceremony. And whenever I've been at the awards, I've always thought that Vodacom goes the extra mile in putting it together. As a former media practitioner, I know that, you know, we were kind of used to going along to functions and getting, you know, some Sammies and maybe a cold drink, and if we were lucky, a beer. But Vodacom really lays it on at these functions and does something really, really special in an industry and an area where, you know, the average journalist spends their time in their car or behind a desk or out in the field and doesn't really get to taste that, I don't know how to put it, the glamorous side of their business. It's part of what I see you doing for journalists in this country. Is that part of the strategy?
We are mindful of it. Mm. I hope it's not too lavish. But what we're actually trying to achieve is to have the best of South African media in one room, in one night. We do have the opportunity to spoil them, but they also are there to network with their colleagues and see how they fare against their peers. What were the judges looking for? Which stories actually came out and won in the different categories? So it's also a learning experience for them.
Well, I certainly have always enjoyed the times that I've been there, and I know how important the awards night is to journalists on a personal level. I know how much they value it and look forward to it. So I think that the extra effort is more than worthwhile.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
It certainly makes Vodacom look great in the eyes of journalists in this country. That's a good thing too. So it's the Journalist of the Year Awards, but there's a whole lot happening inside your department on a daily basis. I've popped my head in there a number of times, and there are days when it looks like there's a whirlwind going through corporate comms. So for the rest of us that don't work in corporate communications, and perhaps some of us work in the buildings that are rather quiet and we go about our business and, you know, we don't have too many train smashes in a day, what's it like inside corporate communications? There must be moments where you're on the wire and deadlines and all sorts of pressure.
You're quite correct, Tom. It's a vibrant department. We often liken to a newsroom.
Mm.
So we see breaking news coming in, and we obviously see where Vodacom is featured in that. The portfolio that I work on is for the Vodacom Foundation, mm. our sponsorships, which includes sport and others, as well as customer centricity. So,
what does that mean?
It means our loyalty programs, for example, like Yebo Millionaires. So any PR that is generated in those areas,
yeah.
we assist with the development of PR plans, and we give advice, and we work closely on the sponsorship side in conjunction with sale. So, we're looking at incoming news, we're meeting with our stakeholders, making sure that everything's in line, and we're also trying to communicate to our customers about the good things that Vodacom does.
Smile Week comes to mind, and the fantastic work with Johannesburg Hospital.
Correct. So we do amazing projects with Tries for Smiles, Goals for Miracles, where those two projects alone are actually helping people live again, yes, if you like, in a different manner. Goals for Miracles is to do with recipients of free cataract operations, where they have an opportunity to see, literally see again, and it won't cost them a cent. It's through all our soccer properties, and for every goal that's scored, 150,000 Rand goes towards the Goals for Miracles campaign. Tries for Smiles is very similar, and that's in conjunction with the Smile Foundation and other beneficiaries, where they're helping children have complicated operations, but they're able to smile, for example, yeah, for the first time, or have a cleft lip repaired, that they can at least project themselves in a world that is just governed by looks.
There must be days where you drive home thinking, I'm glad I did this today, and perhaps you get a sense of fulfillment that is rare in the corporate world.
Definitely.
Lucky place to be.
Absolutely. To see the joy on people's faces and know that Vodacom is actually helping them. And we might think a small way, but for them it's huge. We had a little boy, for example, that got helped through the Vodacom Foundation in the DRC. Mm-hmm. He normally would have had his arm amputated, but with the foundation's intervention, they managed to find a doctor in South Africa that could assist him with microsurgery and actually built up his arm. His visit in South Africa was extended, for which we helped him with. His mom was with him as well. And wherever he went, people were helping him and fell in love with him. He went to Pretoria East Hospital, and they have the articles that afterwards, when we gave him a little send-off, on the notice board, all about Kennedy and the help that he received.
It's not just a job.
It's not just a job. You've actually got to live it and enjoy it.
Now, I've known Doc Field for a couple of years and always have a great time chatting with her and having coffee. What's she like to work for?
She's great. I've known Doc for a long time.
That's the right corporate communications answer. Yeah.
Doc is a fair person. We are also governed by media policy.
Yeah.
So, you need to know exactly what that policy entails and have your ducks in a row.
If anyone knows where the lines are drawn, it's Doc Field. That's for sure. Hello, ma'am. So, you've been here a number of years. You've seen some roses planted. You've seen a couple of things happen. You've seen the IT or engineering block being built across the road. You've seen satellite dishes go up. What are some of the memorable moments for you? What stands out when you look back at your time at Vodacom? What are the little bits and pieces that you look back on and think, oh, I remember that day, remember that time?
I think a couple of highlights come to mind. One of them was a Christmas party which we had at the Dome, where Shaggy was our guest artist. The most amazing Christmas party ever. I think watching Alan, ex-CEO, now retired, sadly, stand in front of an audience of journalists who are just crowding around him,
yeah,
to get a word in, a question in, should they be so lucky. And actually watching him, how they just ate out of his hand. I mean, every annual results we've ever had, the room has been packed. It was just so exciting to watch.
Some of your favorite characters in the company and people you enjoy interacting with and watching?
I enjoy Peter Ace. He's a down-to-earth guy, yeah. And I like talking to him, often bump into him in the lift. My current boss is great, Palesa, lovely lady. And another person who has been great to do interviews with, because she's extremely professional, is Lungi Ndlovu, our HR director. Yeah. I think she's a person to watch.
Sounds like you're all happy inside the corporate park block.
We have our moments.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Jean, the future?
Well, I think the future for me is definitely with Vodacom. We're entering into a very, very exciting phase to go from a private company to a listed company in this space of time, in a climate where companies are closing around us worldwide. It's just awesome. So I'm here with Vodacom.
Looking forward to many more good deeds from the foundation and some more awards, Dennis.
I hope so.
I hope you keep inviting me. Jean Robertson, Media Relations Specialist, Corporate Communications, was our guest today.